everything that's happened. Would you wish you would have stayed maybe one more year?
I won't lie to you. I was like, in the back of my mind, sometimes I think I should have stayed another year just for the fact, you know, to get another year of playing under my belt because I got hurt my sophomore year. But, you know, the things and situations that were going on, I felt like I made the best decision for me and my family. So.
You were drafted in the second round. I mean, it's not like you were seventh round.
Yeah. One of my coaches, Derek Dooley, told me, like, first, second round, you know, I would advise you to go and whatnot. And then when Bush Jones came in, he was like, I can make you a first rounder. And I was like, I already had, like, a first round, second round grade. So, I mean, I was 34 pick, so, I mean, it's not too bad. So, I wouldn't complain about it, you know. But if I had to do it again, I probably would have, just for the fact to stay another year to get more experience in.
So you've had a lot. Go ahead, Jeff.
So do you feel because of that, like your peak is still down the road, like you still haven't reached where you can get to?
Yeah, I think I just need a little bit more time in the field just to be in tune with everybody, getting in with the quarterbacks and everything like that.
What you've had a lot to overcome in the NFL, injuries, waivers, UFA, I mean, where do you see yourself right now, Justin?
As far as
player, like, and you know how mature you are.
I feel like I'm more mature now than I was a while back. Learning way different now than I was before. Just being in the league, being around different coaches and players. Let's see how things need to be done, should be done. And you know, it's a big learning experience, and I take that with great confidence.
Was last year a little frustrating? I mean, you didn't. What'd you have, 3 or 4 catches last year?
Yeah, roughly. I mean, at the same time, it was kind of frustrating, but at the same time, you know, getting in there, learning. I know it's a big stage when you come to the Steelers and everything like that, and everything has to be on point. So, you know, I feel like they just wanted me to be on point before I get in there because, you know, Ben being 14 years in at a time, you know, I don't want to get in there and mess anything up, so I want to be on point with him.
There's a real kind of open spot now for a deep threat here, right, with Martavis gone. Can you be that guy?
Yeah, I'd definitely be that guy. I've been that guy, you know, my whole life, one of those guys in that category. So, you know, I just got to keep working at it, get on the same page as Ben, and hopefully things start clicking.
As far as the working on those points, do you feel like you've been able to improve in those areas? Do you feel like you've been, from what you've been able to do so far, been able to show that?
Yeah, but, you know, it's still a long road. You know, we got a long way in training camp. You know, it's things I probably still need to work on to help me perfect my craft and everything like that. So, you know, I'm still listening to Coach AB and every other receiver. You know, they're the greatest coaches too. So I'm just listening to them, see if I can tune my details up in my routes and everything to get me down there.
Do you look also at this opportunity as your best chance to make a big impression in the NFL?
Yes, most definitely. Just with being with Ben again, like I said, and, you know, the spot being wide open, you know, I got to take it and run with it.
You signed another 1-year deal, right?
Yeah.
What made you come back here?
I knew the system. It felt good when I was here last year. You know, it felt like home. Like, all the players were, you know, real cool and in tune. It's real, like, family orientated. And Coach T preaches about that. So, you know, I felt real at home when I was here. And I just said, I want to come back.
You ought to be real happy with the spring you're in, right?
Yeah. And I feel like it make a big impact, too. So, hopefully it carries on to the season.
And you, go ahead.
How can you get that to carry? Like, how can you carry that over when you've had a couple months?
Just staying on the details. You know, it was a while. We've been gone for a while, but, you know, just staying on the details, taking the coaching, and, you know, just film reviews, just making sure everything is right.
The kind of catches you were making in the spring, like, I remember the one you leaping over Sean Davis, and then you beat Vardy in the corner. It was the same day, I think.
Yeah.
Is that the guy you can be? Receiver?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Coaches say, they know I have a vertical leap, so, you know, I got to put that into the red zone. You know, that's where the money's going to be made at. And if I do that, you know, everything, they're selling.
Did you lose anything with all your injuries, like speed or anything?
I don't think so. You know, I still consider myself to be really explosive. And, you know, I worked at it. So, you know, I feel like that'll never leave.
What was your best 40?
Best 40 was a 4.41, 4.44. And I think my best vertical was a 40 and a half. So, and that was all
combine stuff, or was that pro day?
Pro day was the the 40 and a half, the 4.44 was combine, and I jumped the 11.6 in the broad. So, I mean, I saw all after ACL injuries, and I feel like, you know, still
you
got
a
it.
Foot problem too, right?
I had an ankle yeah, I had an ankle injury.
Yeah.
It was just
getting, I mean, getting wave like. I mean, you were a second round pick. I mean, who was it? Miami Wave you?
Miami Wave me. That was a.
Was it also
Tennessee did? Yeah,
Tennessee did too.
They waived me.
After
I got.
Drafting,
yeah, I got the Miami was good. They just had a whole bunch of injuries in the O line, and they let me go. And they said they're going to bring me back. So I come up to the facility to sign. But they said Buffalo was the first ones to get me.
And
so they had a tenant. They wanted to sign me back. But
Buffalo did?
Yeah.
And you were doing well up there, right, when you went up there?
Yeah, but, you know.
I mean, you weren't, what'd you catch, 10 passes or something? But they were.
Like four or five touchdowns, yeah. I mean, they used me as a red zone most of the time. But, you know, I came in and did some work.
Can you talk to DHB and share stories about kind of where you're drafted and reinventing yourself?
Oh, yeah, we talk all the time. You know, I always tell them, I say, man, you're a first round for a reason, man. And I tell them that all the time. DHB is a good guy. He's a good receiver. And, you know, we just go back and forth, like, who was our coaches, who was on the team and everything like that, just collect information.
Do you think it's just a matter for you just doing it in a game? Like, you've done everything you've needed to do.
Yeah, if I just make it happen on Sundays and show people what I do in practice on Sundays, I mean, things should open up. Yeah.
How do you get that to happen?
I got to stay on it. I got to stay on everything I do. I can't, you know, lose sight of what I'm looking forward to.